So this is your third EP, correct?
This is my third EP, yes.
Okay, and you've been making music for 3 years, so you dropping like an EP every year?
No, I actually dropped my first EP last year called 2021 Takeoff in January for the beginning of the year. Then I dropped the Valentine's Day EP, which consists of five songs.
Yeah, five songs.
Okay.
And now this one is 10 songs.
Okay.
But the difference between all those EPs and this one is that there's no features. You know, I really want to show my supporters like what I bring to the table, my versatility, what I could do on every single song. Like Ace and I were talking, and he was just like, it's so versatile from like, you wouldn't know that where I'm singing, I'm legit singing, to Zoom where I'm rapping extremely fast. Okay. So it's just, I just want to show them everything, you know?
Okay.
Not judge a book by its cover and just open the book and actually read it, you know?
Right, right. And Ace, I want you to tell us about you. Like, what, how do you contribute to like this album and also like his other songs and his other EPs?
Well, basically, you know, the first couple months I was working with Swizzy, he did not come to the studio once. I had a bunch of clients in the studio every day, but he didn't come once. He was recording at home and sending me the songs. You know, he was recording on Audacity and sending me the songs. And then eventually, October 2020, he first came to the studio.
Yeah.
And ever since then, that's like when we knew, you know, we really want to work with each other. You know, we fuck with each other's vibe and everything. And ever since then, I've been mixing every single one of his songs. You know, there's been a couple songs where someone else mixed it, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you see the quality difference, right? So
you do. And it's not even like when I send them the song, right? I would send them my part, and then they would record like their verse by themselves. And I'd be like, no, just let my engineer. And like, no, you know, I could do it, so on and so forth. And you just hear the quality difference. It's just,
I work on my craft every day, you know. Like, I've been working on my craft for, you know, over a year now. And first of all, it's just fun to me. You know, if I wouldn't be really doing this if it wasn't fun. So just the fact of like being part of every single Swizzy song, being a part of everything, the decisions, you know, we came up with the track list together, we came up with everything together, you know. And I think it's just really fun for me, and it's a really cool opportunity because I like Swizzy, I like his vibe, I like his music too. You know, I actually genuinely listen to his music. So I think just the fact that I could be a part of the whole process is really cool. And, you know, he does his thing on the vocals, and then he sends it to me, and he completely trusts me, which I appreciate. He trusts me with the whole mixing and mastering process, so I can get really creative with it, you know. I can add whatever I want, whenever I want, and I find it to be really fun, really challenging, too. And I just like adding my own little spin to each and every song, you know. So every song, you'll know it's mixed by me. You'll know Swizzy's on the vocals. Yep. You know?
Nice. And like, Momo, you've also contributed to a lot of the music as well, correct?
Yeah, so basically, I've known Swizzy. Like, we used to do track together.
Okay.
And then first semester, first class ever, I go inside and he's there. And it was a... what was it? Was it like
video production?
Or, yeah, video production one. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And basically, like,
you're high as fuck too.
Yeah. Basically, we go into class, and then you know, she talks about like the whatever we're gonna do in the class and everything. Okay. And then our first like project for the class was we decided to make a music video.
Okay.
For the class, and so he made the song. You know, it was just like, you know, like just for class or anything. And then we went, we filmed, you know, on the street, we filmed like just with our phone, you know. And then we made the video, and we showed it to the class, and then when we made the video, like, he saw it and he was like, yo, like, you know, like, we can, like, if you wanted to, we can do this long term, not just, you know, because it was just a project for school, it's nothing like special. So like from there, he started taking music more seriously. We used to like every day in the studio, Abbott make two songs, three songs a day, and then whatever he would want to drop, whether on Spotify or SoundCloud, he'd be like, yo, want to make the cover, make it, what, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, you know? Every time he'd be like, yo, call me, hey, you want to do this? He'd be like, okay, yeah. And then the past year, that's like when we really like wanted to take this like really seriously, you know. We started to like hiring like better like equipment for camera, you know, so we can film. And on my part, like me editing, I've been in love with that since I was 13, 12. Like, I wasn't really like I don't know, I was kind of a nerd, you know? So, like, I was always on my computer, and I started, you know, using Photoshop, started using, like, all the editing softwares, and I was like, you know, this is nice, I like this. And then when I realized that I could make a living off of it, you know, like, I see, like, for example, one of my biggest inspiration is Cole Bennett.
Okay.
Cole Bennett, like, he started kind of like me, you know, he just started, like, doing cyphers with, like, rappers from Chicago, and then look at him now, he has, like, literally, like, a record label. He has like his own producer, his own engineers. Like, that's the vision I want. You know, like, I never wanted to do things only me. You know, because I'd rather like have a team. You know. Like,
yeah, I think it's always better when you work with a whole bunch of people and everyone comes together.
It's better to have a team. You know, because you have like a lot of visions coming together, not only one.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So like, that's why, like, for example, now, like, we were talking about making a music video for was it Rookie of the Year or
Penthouse in Paris?
And it's like, Ace gave his vision, Jonathan gave his, I mean, Swizzy, gave his vision, I gave my vision, you know, so it's like, I think we're going to do great things in the future.
Nice. You know? And you said that you have listened to, like, Australian drill.
Well, basically, it's my brother. My brother is a big, big drill fan.
Okay.
He loves all type of drill, and he always comes in my room blasting music, and he's like, yo, listen to this.
Always.
And every time, I'm like, I get annoyed by it, but then I'll be like, wait, like, this is kind of hard, you know?
Yeah.
So he got me into Australian drill. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of it. It's like a group of three guys.
Okay.
I don't remember the name, but like, they're pretty.
It's not HP or something like H.
There's Samoan.
I think it could be HP Boys or something like
probably,
that.
Probably. Yeah. Maybe? Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, one of them was in jail, just came out. Okay. I think.
All right.
But yeah, like, he's the one that got me into drill music, and then I started listening to Australian drill.
Yeah,
I really liked it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah, there's a Wicked song by HP Boys. I think it's the same guys you're talking about. There's two. I think there's these indigenous people, like, well, I'm about to say the name. It's Maori people. They're from New Zealand, but they live in, I don't know.
They live in Australia.
Maybe Melbourne or Sydney or something like that. But yeah, I don't know if it's them, like HP Boys or the one that you're talking about. I think there's two different groups. But yeah, the one song is HP Boys. It's called Loyalty, I think. It's a freaking wicked song. So yeah, definitely. Keep that a go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. What can we expect from this EP? What is different from the last one?
I gave him my all.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I gave him my all.
Okay.
Like, from just bars to, I don't know, when I dropped my 2021 takeoff, the two songs, I probably recorded it like 2 months previous. Like, it wasn't for an EP, you know, but this one was planned. Like, we brought all the songs together, like, all the hardest songs that I've had, you know, out of the 2,000 mastered songs I have, you know, we picked 10 of them, and we were like, this is it. Like, I generally think this is it.
Okay.
Like, I gave him my all, man.
Nice.
This is versatility to its best.
And so what is the meaning behind Man of the Hour? What does that mean to you?
So when I finished my show, everyone was like, this is the Man of the Hour, the Man of the Hour, the Man of the Hour, the Man of the Hour. And we kept talking about how we want to drop an EP, you know? So we're like, we might as well just call it that, because we just had so much ideas, but that one just stuck with us, you know? So we put that one, we used that title. It just had a ring to it, too. So we just chose to name it that.
Okay. And how many songs on this EP?
10.
10? Well,
8, and then 2 bonus tracks.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
First EP with bonus tracks, too.
First EP with bonus tracks, yes.
Wow.
They're weird, and they're nice.
Yes.
Okay, weird and nice.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm a weird guy.
I mean,
it's okay, I admit it.
We'll be back in a minute with more from Swizzy, Ace on the Track, and Momo. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Get this dog. Kiddo acting tough, but he's soft for sure. You say you cute,
I'm gonna ask you a whole bunch of questions, and then you're gonna answer as honestly as you can.
Okay.
So you ready for this?
I'll try my best.
Okay. So, which store would you max out a credit card?
So I was contemplating, honestly. I was gonna do, I don't know, some generic thing and say a designer store, but I really like my groceries, if I'm being honest with you. So I was thinking Costco, because they have the groceries, you know, they got all the goods, you know, from cinnamon rolls to chicken to steak. And then they also got the MacBook Pros to the iPads to the speakers to the sound system. So, and then they even got couches, you know, beds, mattresses, everything. So I'd stick with Costco.
Bruh, I literally did not even think of that. I was like, I'm going to go to Adidas, LV, Chanel, or something like that. But Costco?
Bigger picture, man. I got to think about the bigger picture.
And all the toilet paper in the world, too.
You know?
Bruh.
You're set for life.
Okay, which person, alive or dead, would you want to have dinner with?
My father. He passed away 4 years ago.
Okay.
And that's someone that I always love talking to. So if I ever had the chance to do that again, I would love to do it.
Okay. Yo, that's deep. That's deep. I'm sorry about that.
No
damn,
problem.
Maybe I should have done some more research before I
No problem at all.
Okay. What is on the top of your bucket list for things to do in the next 6 months?
In the next 6 months, I want to have a song with Slim De Niro.
Okay.
That is like my priority right now. I find his sound is just very versatile and he's really good. And I just find if I was on a song with him, we would just break the internet.
Okay, is he from here in Montreal?
He's from Toronto.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, that's one artist
that I really want to work with. Slim De Niro, shouts out to him.
Nice. Okay, now one of the big ones. What's the weirdest thing in your room right now?
You see, right now, there's nothing in my room that's weird. But let's say if I was in my room, I would call myself the weird thing in the room because many people think that I'm weird and that I'm very bizarre. But other than that, the weird thing in my room right now, my sister, because she's actually in my room right now as we speak.
I'm being honest.
All right, now, have you ever attempted a TikTok dance?
I have. The Coil Array, the sling, move. I don't know what song that is.
No More Party.
No. It's like, do both ways with DJ, DDG. Slip, move, do both ways. But yeah, I did with the dance, you know, you do the little dance and the...
The hand movement,
so on and so forth. I can't use my both arms there, but
okay.
The hand movement.
Is it got like a whoa in it too?
Or? Yeah, it does.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and then it has like the, I don't know. It's not really twerking, but it's like a, I don't know.
Oh,
it's
so weird, one with the, and then
you know,
like
the, yeah,
yes,
they do that weird movement, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not how you broke your arm, did you?
No, okay. That is not how I did such.
Have you ever slid in the DMs of someone that you know that would mess up a relationship with someone else that they are connected to?
Oh, wow. Have I ever slid in the DMs of someone that I know that would mess up a relationship? I don't think so.
Okay.
I try to stay away from problems.
Okay.
If I'm being honest with you, I don't like problems. Because when there's a problem, I gotta deal with it, and then it just ends up to be pretty, so on and so forth. So I just stay away from problems. My mom told me to stay away from problems, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Stick to music. Stick with Ace.
Nice. Okay, now your mom's pretty influential in your life, right?
Very.
She does some. She gets you together, right?
Yeah. She keeps the bar very high. She's a military mom and a church mom. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
When she first heard my songs when I was cursing, she almost had a heart attack. But.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now she's fine with it. She sees that I'm doing very well, and she's very happy for me. So.
Okay. Cool.
She wants me to grind.
Right. But there was something that you told me that she found in your room.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
What she found in my room?
Yeah, what did she find in your room?
The dirty sock. Well, she found that. There's other things she found in my room. a lot of vapes when I told her I did not vape, or okay. She found a lot of marijuana in my room.
Okay. Which is legal now, so it's okay.
I know, but I kept denying, saying it wasn't mine. Okay. But at one point, I just had to be like, you know what, Mom, I gotta confess, and I do smoke, and I am a stoner.
Okay.
But I'm a good kid, you know, so
okay.
Hopefully you
okay.
can take that in mind to not kick me out the house.
It's your boy, Prince Rara, and we'll be back with more. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Yo, this shit, baby boy, Prince Rara, coming all the way from South Africa via Australia for your hottest Montreal urban and Afrobeat sound right here on CJLO.
Yeah. Have you ever held 100,000 in your fucking hand? Have you ever made a bet without singing in a back? Bad bitch named Mariah put it in, she fucking sang. I can't put up with no lying to me, that's the ultimate sin. I make old heads retire, I've been solid since a chick. Fuck that bitch with a condom, there's no way she gets my kiss. Fuck that bitch, call the whole Asian bitch with valid tits. We be fucking on the low, I'm a nigga who's private. She seeing all the dodo, she know I am on my shit. Bad bitch across the room, she be eyeing me for dick. Hit it from the back, but she can't take it when I hit. I'ma catch you like I'm ass, summon her up on my dick. We strain, call it soccer, the way that it kicked. We popped out and I poked her, collateral damage, we're her friends. Whole lot of sins, gotta go to jail, so I repent. Brody's making millions, I got Brody's just making 10. Call me up a demon when I fuck, she barely breathing shit. Business moves, I can barely see the bitch. Living fast and furious, that's why I stay mysterious. Yeah, I made a sad, oops, yeah. Move on to the following one. I got hoe on me, we got troops, we don't play with none. I got hoe on me, let it loose, I'ma make you run. Your boy think he tough, till we pull up praying like a nun. Now I got his bitch on my lap and she sucked me up. Have you ever held 100,000 in your fucking hand? Have you ever made a bet without singing in a back? Bad bitch named Mariah put it in, she fucking sang. I can't put up with no lying to me, that's an ultimate sin. I make old heads retire, I've been solid since a jit. Fuck that bitch with a condom, there's no way she gets my kiss. Fuck that bitch, call the whole Asian bitch with valid tits. We be fucking on the low, I'm a nigga who's private.
What are some wise words that you can give to people, like anybody that's trying to get into the or in any creative industry? What are some wise words that you can give to people? Because everything's going crazy right now, like, you know, like pandemic and strains and
everyone puts on their pants the same way in the morning.
There you go.
You know, we're all the same. You know, we just gotta grind. You know, like a millionaire, he puts his pants on the same way I put my pants on in the morning. So we're all the same. We just got to grind up and get it done.
That's exactly it. Also, I hear that you do a lot of other different things as well.
Yes.
Like, okay, so tell me all the different things that you do. You got your hands in everywhere.
I'm in school right now.
Okay.
I also work at a car dealership where I sell cars. I am the top salesman of this month.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then I play rugby.
Okay. Okay, what type of cars do you sell, quickly?
Hondas.
Hondas?
Well, I work at Honda, but I sell all types of cars in the used section, from BMW M2s to...
Nice.
I sold an Acura RDX, a huge, big, luxurious SUV.
Okay.
So it's all types of cars that fluctuate through our parking lot.
Yeah.
And then from there, I don't know, I just love selling. Okay. I love selling. I've always been into sales, so... Mm-hmm. Just doing that too. And in the church industry as well. My mom's a very big church
okay.
woman.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yes, I help out when it comes to going to church. Okay. So on and so forth, because we're Seventh-day Adventists. Yeah, okay. I'm grinding, man, because
okay.
if I'm not in school, I'm out the house. So.
Okay. And you said that your mom's like a real sergeant, right? So then why don't you make some like Christian hip-hop?
Why?
Oh.
Yeah. Why don't you?
My mom has asked me that as well.
and you're like, nah.
It's not my cup of tea. I listen to gospel.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not someone that hates on gospel music. I've been listening to it for 20 years of my life.
Yeah.
You know, it's something I'm very used to, but making it...
But, I mean, because some of them got bars, though. Like, have you heard, like...
Some of them do... what's his name? Corday? Is it Corday? Not Corday.
Is Rod Wave?
No, not Rod Soul. Wave. No, Rod he's good. Like he's a black gospel. Wait,
is Kanye considered gospel?
Yeah.
Rap? Ooh, good question. You reckon?
Kanye say that? Because some people were talking about Donda as if it was a gospel album.
Jesus is Lord, right? Like the title says it all.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Yeah.
Was it an EP or mixtape? Yeezus?
Lecrae.
He's a very good gospel artist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I used to listen to him back when I was 14, because back when I was 14, I couldn't really listen to rap music. I wasn't allowed.
Okay.
My mom had it all censored on my iPad. Even when I went to go play like video games, it had to be like FIFA or Madden. I couldn't play Call of Duty.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah, so there's no like Christian version of
Christian
those games.
Christian version of everything, man. Yeah. If I'm being honest.
shooting Bibles at each other.
Yeah, no. But yeah.
Damn. Okay. Any wise words from either of you guys? You guys want to say anything that to help inspire people to get into the industry?
I think the main thing is be yourself. Like, if you're a creative person, I mean, if you're not a creative person, then that's cool. Don't get into any creative industry. You know, it'll be harder. Mm-hmm. But if you're a creative person, just be yourself, because it's happened to me a lot of times where, like, basically as a kid, I was really creative, and mm-hmm. I always did, you know, a bunch of different things, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the beginning of high school, I wasn't really doing anything that was, like, you know, helping me be creative or anything, or wasn't really, like, feeding my drive to be creative, right? Mm-hmm. So once I started doing music again, like, I realized, like, wow, like, I really love this, and I'm just going to do it how I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it with my style, and I'm just going to do it for fun. And then that's when I really started getting happy again. So if you want to get in creative industry, like, just do it and be yourself, because if you do stuff that won't make you happy, then your best creativity won't come out of you. And if you do stuff that makes you happy, then trust me, it'll be the best content you can make. It'll be the best quality you can bring. That's basically it. Just be yourself.
Exactly that. And I think also it's also about timing as well, right? You got to really,
for sure,
like, if you do definitely. It, like, it'll happen when it's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
You can try to start new trends, but, like, trust me, you can't go back.
You can't trying rush
to,
it.
Sorry?
You can't rush it.
Yeah, you can't rush it either. And you can't try to, you know, do something that was a trend 10 years ago, because then people won't really pay attention, you know. But maybe you can start your new trends or follow up with trends that are happening right now, and people will follow that.
But coming back to what you're saying, speaking of time, I'll never forget when we first started, when I in college, I first started making music, everyone made fun of me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Like, I'm talking, everyone would make fun of me. I played football on the football team, and these football players would come and they would mimic my songs, you know, before I'd go play. And we were supposed to be a family, you know, because that's how football is. But they all made fun of me. But now, to this day, now they hit me up like, you know, like, I doubted you, but, you know, I really think you're good now, and I think you're the best. Like, rappers that used to make fun of me back in college are now legit suck.
Right.
So for me, it's just time, bro. Because people are going to talk all this shit, but once their clout's gone, they're no one.
Stick to yourself and stick to the people that you and who you with. And if with your vision, they like your vibe, you're stick good. With them. If not, if they don't help you, you know, reach your goals, then leave them behind, because they'll only slow you down. Or, you know, if they slow you down, then you'll get to that point eventually, but it might just be the fact that they won't let you get there at all, and you'll be stuck here. You'll be stuck wherever you were born, and, you know, working at McDonald's or something. So
and not going on vacation. Yeah. And I need to go on vacation.
Yeah, like, either stick to yourself or stick with people that really help you, because when you're alone, I feel like that's when the best type of creativity comes out of you. That's what I find.
Exactly, I think that's what it's about. Like, if you work alone for a bit, and then there's a point where you actually when you make contacts and all that kind of stuff, and then you help each other get to that next level, and you can do that only with somebody else, really.
Exactly.
So it's a bit difficult to have, you know, all this sort of stuff, like, planted on you. You need that, you know, other creative people to help, you know. But you got to find the right person. That's the 100%. Thing. Finding the right person.
This is my guy.
That's my guy right there.
That's my guy right there. That's my girl right there. No cap.
Some people don't trust me, you know. He trusts me, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything, like, even when he's like, yo, you like this? I'm like, do your thing. I'll never forget. There was one time I was recording, I was writing my song Nothing New.
Okay.
That's a song that I dropped a couple weeks ago. And he was mastering, what was it, Johnny's song? It was a John. I think it was medication he was mastering.
Medicine, yeah.
And I was like, bro, do your thing. Like, I trust you. And I put my AirPods in and I was writing the song for the track that I'm about to record, you know? Okay. So I trust his process, trust his craft, anything he does, you know? Mm-hmm. So for me, there's just no problems. Even when it comes to Momo, Momo was like, yo, bro, do you like this? I just look at him, I'm like, I don't know why you ask me this all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I trust what you do. You know, let's say if it was someone I was working new with, then I'd always be on their ass. I'd be like, what is this? What are you doing? Like, mm-hmm. how much time you be taking? But I know how these guys work. So I don't stress. Don't got any stress in my body. They're my stress relievers.
As it should be. Nice.
It's your boy, Prince Rara, and we'll be back with more. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.